What's up, guys? Welcome to PT Talks. I'm your host, Matt Vine, personal trainer and online fitness coach. I've been a part of the fitness industry for nearly 10 years now, and I want to share my experiences with you. Here, you're going to learn everything when it comes to health and fitness. Yes, even the bad parts. Whether your goal is to lose weight and burn fat or to gain muscle and bulk up, we are going to talk about it all. So get ready and welcome to PT Talks. Let's go. What is up, guys? Hope you are all well today and welcome to another episode of PT Talks. Again, I'm your host, Matt Vine, and it is so good to be back, guys. Again, I can't thank you guys enough for the support that you have been giving me for the last couple of episodes on this podcast channel. And again, if there is anything more you guys want to be hearing on this, please, please, please leave a review or get in touch with me either via Instagram or anything like that. And let me know what you guys want to hear. But again, just wanted to say a massive thank you for all the support so far. So today, we are, again, talking about weight loss, okay? I've been getting a lot of questions or a lot of people commenting around this topic. And the question is, why am I not losing weight? That is today's topic. Why am I not losing weight? Not me in particular, because I am. But let's say your average 9 to 5, or, you know, your average Joe who is thinking now, oh, it's the new year, I want to get in shape, I want to get healthy. You know, I've looked on the internet now, got myself a program off bodybuilding.com, and, you know, I've been following it now for 6 weeks, or how long we've been in this month for now. You know, I've been following it now for 3 weeks and I've seen absolutely nothing. I've seen no results whatsoever. And that's totally fair. So basically we're just going to go through a few reasons why you are not losing weight. Okay. Or at least these are my opinions to why I believe you are not losing weight through my experience as a personal trainer. Okay, so to begin with, guys, you are winging it, right? This is a big one as well. You are winging it, okay? So you thought, right, I'm going to lose weight. I want to get healthy. So I'm going to join the gym and I'm going to go in there and I'm going to do a shit ton of cardio. So right, here we go. Bang, on the treadmill, hour, boom, 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 boom. And that, then, you know, I might do, so, you know, actually, you know what, I'm going to do some bicep curls because I like doing biceps, because I like doing my arms, and then I'm going to go home and I'm going to eat nothing but salad, because that's what healthy people do, right? They just eat salads, don't they? Wrong, okay? You are just winging it. You have got no idea what you're doing, okay? And that brings me on to the next one. You have no structure, okay? If you have no structure, you are literally just winging it. What I mean by structure, that means you have no structured program, you have no structured diet plan as such. Even if you are going through a flexible dieting plan, it is still structured, okay? It is still tailored to your metabolism, your metabolic rate, your calorie count. So it's still a structured plan. Again, that goes for your training, you know? Again, I build people's programs for a living so that they have a structured program to follow to get them to where they need to be. That includes everything from cardio to, again, to weight training, to different styles of training, whether that would be more of a CrossFit style, calisthenics, you know, more bodybuilding style. You know, it's a structured training plan with reps and sets and how many of X, Y, and Z I need them to do in order to for them to, you know, to gain or to lose what they need to do. So there's no structure to what you're trying to do. Again, you don't know how many days you're going in. You just think, okay, yeah, this week I've been in 3 times. Oh, you know, the week before that was in 4 times. This week I can only make it in 2 times. So, you know, but, you know, still I'm getting to the gym. No. You need to be consistent. Okay, you need structure. You need to have a structured plan, so you need to know how many days you're going in a week, okay? So you've got a target to hit. So again, winging it just ain't gonna cut it, all right? And if you have no structure, that's all you can do. So again, obviously investing into a personal trainer at your gym or an online fitness coach, I would definitely say is a must for anybody that is just trying to get back into the swing of things and is looking to lose weight but has no real idea on how to go about doing this, okay? Because you will just wing it. You will just follow some cookie cutter program you found online. You'll have no structure to what you're doing. And I guarantee within a month, you will give up because you aren't seeing the results that you want to see. Okay, guys. So those are just a few there. Again, probably the biggest and most obvious reason why you're not losing weight is you're not in a calorie deficit. Full stop, okay? You want to lose weight? You need to be in a calorie deficit. Now, what I mean by a calorie deficit is you need to be eating less calories than your body is burning throughout the day. That is a calorie deficit. Whether that is 100 calories, 200 calories, 500 calories, 1,000 calories, don't do that. That's just too much to begin with. But, you know, 500 calories, fair enough. But you're in a calorie deficit, and therefore your body is burning more calories than you are consuming in a day. And that's including, obviously, your workouts, your steps for the day. But if you aren't in a calorie deficit, you are not going to lose weight, okay? Again, you might have the greatest metabolism in the world, but if you are not in a calorie deficit, if you are not eating less food than your body needs, then you will never lose weight, okay? So many people get this wrong, and they say to me all the time, you know, when they start with me, I'm like, okay, cool, how is your diet? How is your nutrition? They're like, oh yeah, no, it's healthy. You know, I don't eat chocolates or sweets or loads of bread and this, that, the other. Firstly, bread is not bad for you. There have actually been studies that people that continue to eat bread will actually continue on their diet. So there's no reason for you to have to give up bread. Anyways, going off topic there. But again, yeah, so many people saying, yeah, you know, yeah, I do eat healthy. I don't eat sweets and chocolate and stuff like that. And then I say, okay, cool. So could you just track your calories for a few days for me now? Let's just see. And you'd be shocked to see what it is or the amount that they're actually eating. So, you know, they'll track for a day and they're actually eating like nearly 3,500, nearly 4,000 calories maybe. And they're like, Jesus, never, you know, I never in a million years thought that was the case. But sadly it is, because, you know, certain things do tend to add up. You know, certain things contain a lot more fat. Obviously more fat contains a lot more calories per gram. So it's these certain things that people forget. So, you know, again, going back to structure, if you don't have a structured calorie plan or a structured diet plan, you don't know, you don't know what your body needs in order to get you to where it needs to be, whether that is bulking up or, again, for this particular podcast, losing weight, okay? You need to be in a calorie deficit, so stop eating so much, okay? Full stop. Yeah, so again, calorie deficit, big one, probably the number one, all right? Full stop. If you are not in a calorie deficit, you will not lose weight, okay? Another reason why you aren't losing weight, okay, is you are trying to do too much at the beginning and you end up plateauing, but then you don't know where to go from there, okay? And I spoke about this in my podcast before, my episode before this, about plateauing, doing too much at the very beginning and then not having enough left at the end, okay? So a lot of people will go full pelt in at the very beginning, and then they'll plateau, but they don't obviously realize they've plateaued, but they think that, but obviously each training session, you know, they're still pushing themselves, you know, and getting a sweat on, but, you know, they've been doing a half an hour of cardio for about 6 months now and nothing's changed, okay? That's because your body has gotten used to what you're doing and it's plateaued. So you need to either up the ante, you need to up the activity level in order for your body to then get that shock system, okay? So you need to be able to shock the body, shock the system, and there that will be the only way that you would be able to move forward, in my experience, okay? So plateauing, another big reason for not losing weight. Now the last two I'm gonna talk about are probably two of the biggest reasons for me, okay? Calorie deficit goes without saying. Plateauing goes without saying. But for me, these two are probably two of the most important reasons why you aren't losing weight, okay? The first one is inconsistent. You are being inconsistent with your dieting or with your programming, with your training, with your cardio. You are just being inconsistent, okay? Now, what I mean by that is, I've been sticking to the diet plan, you know, every day, Matt. Okay, cool. Have you been adding anything into the foods? Well, there was a tea break the other day. I had a couple of biscuits here, but that was it. And then I did have a lunch out with friends, so I tried to stick to the calories as best as I could, but I did end up having a piece of cake here. But that's the kind of thing I'm talking about here. Or again, oh no, I only got two of my training sessions in out of four this week. I only got one of my cardio sessions in out of three this week. I haven't been drinking enough water every day. Again, it's just being inconsistent. And if you are not consistent on any program, you will not succeed, guys. You will not get to where you need to be. So again, inconsistency is probably the number one problem or issue I have with clients in the gym who don't obviously achieve the goals that they need, all right? They will come to the gym and they will smash their workouts, that's fine, but because they're coming in to train with me. But again, diet is a huge part of this. And if you are inconsistent with the diet, if one day you absolutely smash your diet, but then the next day, you're kind of off on it, you maybe have a donut or you end up having a few biscuits here, unless, your coach has specifically said, okay, cool, yeah, this weekend, definitely go out, have something indulgent to eat and go out and, don't worry about calories, then why are you being so inconsistent? Okay, the fact is you're only cheating yourself, guys. One, you're wasting money on a coach or a trainer because, again, they're giving you the tools that you need to get to where you need to be, or, you've gone out your way to do the research yourself, but then you're not following it. So what's the point? You're only wasting your time. You're only wasting the coach's time, or, there's certain aspects to this that you need to really focus on. And if you're 100% committed and really want this, then you need to be consistent with everything. That's everything, okay? I can't tell you how anal I am when it comes to dieting down for a show. Like, literally, I will sacrifice everything. Not everything, I won't sacrifice my relationship or anything like that, but I will sacrifice so much going out with friends or going out with family members or sometimes going out with my partner in order to make sure that I'm staying consistent, because I'm a creature of habit. And I feel that that can be a blessing and a curse at the same time. But again, it's still about being consistent, all right? I am very consistent when it comes to getting my water in every day, making sure I get my training sessions done per week, my cardio sessions done per week, making sure I hit my calories every day. And then when, say, for example, my coach says, oh yeah, okay, cool, go out and have enjoy a meal, then sweet, I will go out and I will enjoy a bloody meal. Don't you worry about it. But until that time, you need to be consistent. Now, I know you can't always be consistent. There is always going to be things that get in the way, okay? But then talk to your coach about this. This is what I mean, guys, by I really do think that getting yourself a coach can really benefit you, because it really does help with stress, okay? If you are struggling to be consistent, I tell you now, stress is a huge thing that can get in the way of achieving your goals and making you give up, okay? So if you are struggling with inconsistency, you need to then talk to somebody about it, okay? But again, if you are able to stay consistent, then you are only cheating yourself if you aren't, okay? So again, huge reason for me for why you are not losing weight, okay? And then the second one is you're being impatient. Look, we all want those abs right now. We all want to get to where we want to be. We all want that pot of gold at the end of the rainbow right now. But sadly, you have to get over the rainbow first to actually get that pot of gold. And that goes for any weight loss program, okay? You can't just expect to get a six pack in a week, okay? And again, if you aren't focusing on everything else that we've just spoken about, if you're being inconsistent, if you're not in a calorie deficit, if you're just trying to wing it, if there's no structure to your plan, then bloody hell, you ain't got a chance in hell. But again, if you are impatient, then it's never gonna work, okay? You need to trust the process. If you have invested in a coach, then you need to be able to trust that their process works. But they haven't given you a 12-week program and then tell you that, oh yeah, no, we're going to get you in shape in a week. It doesn't work that way, okay? You can't expect that. He's giving you a 12-week program or a 16-week program or an 8-week program or a 20-week program for a reason, because within that scale of time, you should then see the results. So you need to be patient, okay? And you might find that 1 week you're losing weight really well, and then the next week, things don't quite go your way and things just go a bit more stagnant, okay? But you can't get frustrated and pissed off and, oh, that's it now, you know, what's the point? And then maybe go binge and ruin things, okay? Things will work out if you just trust the process and you're patient with it all, okay? If it's a 12-week program, expect to see the best results you can by the end of those 12 weeks, full stop. Okay, guys? So literally, if you make sure that, again, you're not winging it, you have structure, so a structured program or a trainer there to help you structure things out, okay? If you, to make sure that you are in a calorie deficit, okay, full stop to begin with, okay? And try not to do too much at the very beginning and then progressively and then slowly build it up as you go along. As long as you are consistent with your training, your nutrition, and everything like that, and you are patient and you trust the process, then there is no reason why you won't lose the weight, guys. But you are only cheating yourself if you are, one, lying about your consistency, okay? You are not patient with it all, okay? And then everything else, if you are just winging it, okay? And then again, telling your coach one thing. So again, your coach is asking you if you are sticking to the diet and you're telling him you are, but you're actually still eating cookies every night, but you are still eating the diet plan that he's giving you, but you're adding in foods that you enjoy because you know, you're craving it all. You need to speak to your coach about these things. You just need to be truthful. And again, trust the process, guys. All right. So those are the main reasons why I believe that you are not losing weight. If you can relate to any of these, guys, then I would love to hear from you. Please, 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 please go and follow my social media, guys. You can find me mainly on Instagram. So that's MattVineOfficial. I'll leave a description in the I'll leave a link in the description for the podcast channel, guys, so you can go check it out as well. We've also got our Facebook group, which is Pro Fitness Coaching, guys. If you are interested in obviously being a part of our community, then definitely join onto that as well. Along with our weekly podcast here, guys. So please make sure that you do subscribe, follow, leave a review and star review. Star rating, guys. It really does help the channel, and it really means a lot to me as well, guys. And also, we have our online coaching available to you guys. Now, we are taking on places for February, so if you are interested in joining us, guys, I do have my Hero Cut program, which is a 12-week weight loss program. If you are interested in getting involved, guys, then definitely hook us up. Again, you can get in touch with us via the link in our bio on our Instagram page. Or again, just send us a message directly and we are more than happy to chat to you guys, okay? It's myself and my partner, Nicola, so you've got the choice between male and female trainer, okay, guys? But that's it from me today, guys. I hope this has helped. If you can relate to it, I would love to hear from you. And if you are struggling with anything, again, also get in touch. But otherwise, guys, that's going to be it from me today. I hope you all have a great one. Peace out.